Have you heard of the Japanese concept of ikigai? I think of it as like your career sweet spot. And it's this way of narrowing in on finding your purpose, finding your passion, finding your calling, finding all of these things coming together into what can also be a successful business and a successful career. And in fact, it actually, if you turn it, just a few degrees, you can actually see that it provides four questions that can be a great way to help you pick whatever niche you might want to go into in business, in copywriting, in whatever. And so that's what I want to share with you today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I get a lot of copywriters asking me about how to pick your copywriting niche. Like how do you pick your copywriting niche? How do I pick like, what businesses do I want to work with? What type of marketing do I want to do? And one of the things that I find to be a really dangerous line of pursuit in answering that question is who pays best. Like who pays best is really a terrible way to choose your copywriting niche, because you could easily end up in a space where you hate the work, you hate yourself, you hate your clients, you hate the customers, you hate everybody, and you hate everything about it, and yet you're there because you believe that it's the place where you can get paid the most. But the reality is, even if the industry does pay the most and you're stuck in this place that you hate, your quality of work is not going to justify being among those people who get paid the most. And so it actually makes it a terrible way to pursue. But if you study this Japanese concept of ikigai, which is ikigai, and I've seen like books that are selling well right now about it, etc. But it really comes down to four things. It comes down to that which you love, that which the world needs, that which you can get paid for, and that which you are good at. What you love, what the world needs, what you can get paid for, and what you're good at. And those Venn diagrams with the overlapping circles? Well, your ikigai is where all four of those circles overlap in the middle. And so it's about finding that place, that thing that you love, that the world needs, that you can get paid for, and that you're good at. And so if you're trying to pick a niche, whether we're talking about building a business in a niche, or whether we're talking about like building, a copywriting career in a niche or whatever, right? If you seriously think about these four things, if you dive deep into these four things, if you maybe do some journaling, some reflections, some meditation on these four things, it hopefully will help you, number one, eliminate a number of different niches or industries that may not be a good fit for you. But number two, it might help you hone in on your top three, two, one niche that you would want to pursue first and try to experiment and figure out how well you can get it to work there. And then, if it doesn't work, then you might pick a different one. If it does work well, then you continue to pursue it. So what are these four questions? Well, that comes from the four parts of Ikigai. What do you love? What do you love? You could brainstorm lots of things that you love, and this doesn't have to be like, oh, this is the thing that I love the most above all things, but maybe it is, right? What are the different things that you love? What are the things that you get excited about on a daily basis? What are the things that draw your attention regardless of if it's something you can get paid for or not? What are the things that you find yourself coming back to and thinking of even when you're like not actively working on it? What do you love? What does the world need? It's really hard to build any kind of business, so it's very hard to build any kind of marketing business around something that the world doesn't need. And so, like, when you think about what the world needs, what does the world buy? What is the world investing in? What is the world trying to get? What is the world, like, what are the markets out there interested in? And in general, for humans, it's more money, like it's wealth, it's health, and it's relationships. Like those are the biggest things. Now, there are of course other things, like there are, I'm thinking in particular of like candy businesses. Candy businesses are gigantic, right? And so maybe the world needs candy because they need that experience. But what does that experience mean to them? Maybe the world needs, investment advice. Maybe the world needs health advice. Maybe the world needs relationship advice. And even within those, there are very specific sub niches, subcategories around each of those that are an even better way to focus down. And so, for example, if you have family history with diabetes, maybe it could be a pursuit of yours to try and help people, prevent or heal in situations where diabetes is an issue. Or it could be supporting people who've had family issues with diabetes. Or, maybe there's a financial thing, but maybe you hate the stock market and you've dedicated your investment life to how to get rich outside of the stock market. And so maybe the world needs money, but you focus on these other categories that are subcategories of the broader, like wealth, health, relationships categories. What can you get paid for? And this, it is worth paying attention to where money is moving already. And so a good shortcut in the direct response business is to look at products that are already being sold out there and to model your product based on products that have already been sold that are already selling out there. If you like, when I got into copywriting, I realized that I could get paid to write a long form sales letter, plus emails that drive traffic to that sales letter, plus the order form, plus, a number of different pieces of copy, because other people were getting paid for that already in industries that I wanted to work in with clients that I wanted to work with. And so recognizing that I could get paid for these things that other people were getting paid for, well, that's a great way to focus on that one particular thing. And then what are you good at? Like I, for example, have found that I'm not particularly good at bookkeeping. And so regardless of it, maybe if I loved it, I would get good at it, right? But bookkeeping is not a thing that would be in my ikigai. Even things like daily responsibility for running reports on ad buying is not a good thing for me, because even though I may be good at creating that report, I'm not that good at sitting down on a daily basis and making sure that that report gets run and reported in the appropriate ways. So what do you love? What does the world need? What can you get paid for? And what are you good at? What do you love? What does the world need? What can you get paid for? And what are you good at? Those four questions can go a very long way with time, with intention, with reflection, with maybe journaling or meditation, with note-taking and elimination and classification of different potential categories. Those can go a long way to helping you pick your niche or your sub-niche. And recognizing that if you find a fit, you're probably actually going to be way more successful than if you than if you try to fit yourself into something that is not a good fit for you. Because the energy that you bring to your work, the energy that you bring to your everyday, the energy that you put into your messages, the energy that you put into your conversations, all of that is going to have such a tremendous impact on the reaction that you get from the world around you, on the reaction that you get from customers, clients, etc. That if you have this feeling inside that you show up every day and you're like, I love what I do and I'm awesome at it, and the world needs it and they're happy to pay me for it. If you have that feeling, you're going to be naturally attractive to money regardless of what industry it's in. And there are lots of industries out there that have a ton of opportunity. There are trillions and trillions of dollars floating around in the world. And for you to scrape off some of that into your own pocket, like finding something, it's not just about following your heart or following your passion, because you can very easily follow your heart or passion to a place of something you're not good at and that you can't get paid for. But if you follow your ikigai, you know, something you love, something the world needs, something you can get paid for, something you're good at, like you're going to find tremendous opportunity out there, not just financial, but for happiness as well in the work that you do. What do you think? Have you tried, like, have you seriously thought about this? Are you seriously thinking about this right now? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are your reflections on this? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share this with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And I'm Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I look forward to catching you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.